Welcome back. You're listening to This Week. Fla Chéol na hÉireann gets underway in Mullingar in County Westmeath later today. The event, which is returning to the Midlands town for a second year, is expected to attract 500,000 visitors to the town over the coming week. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey, has been finding out more.
It's back where it all began. For a second year, the town of Mullingar plays host to Fla Chéol na hÉireann. Joe Kinnair is chairman of the FLA's organising committee.
It's just buzzing outside. It's great to see a bit of dry weather after all the rain last night, but, you know, there's still shops being painted, there's power washing still going on. But our FLA executive committee, who are made up of volunteers, were still in the market house, just ticking all the boxes that we leave no stone unturned, that this year's event will be better than last year.
So how does a town prepare for such a huge event and the influx of over 500,000 people across the week? Joe Kinnair says this has been a long time in the making.
You're looking at about 1,200 people. And at FLA executive level, you're looking at about 20, 25 people. Then all them chairpersons have a subcommittee. So look, at committee level, you're probably looking up to 100 people. And we've been working on this since 2016. You know, COVID came, we had to rejig again. So we had a double organising of FLA Chéol na hÉireann. But look, we got there. We were very strong and I built a great team around me. It took all brands of people to make this work. And we have made it work.
The FLA is expected to generate €50 million for the local economy. But it's the long-term impact that the FLA will have on the town that's important too, according to President of the Mullingar Chamber of Commerce, Alison English.
So what we have found is, from hospitality and retail, they're reporting that we've actually had repeat visitors come back in the winter just because of what they've experienced in the FLA at the summer. The whole vibe and the whole buzz around town just now, we're hoping will continue throughout, not just for the festival, for the week long, and it will put Mullingar on the map. So it's encouraging people to want to come back time and time again, not just for the summer periods, but also through the autumn and the winter.
And of course, that's what tourism chiefs are hoping to build on. Paddy Matthews is Fáilte Ireland's head of the Hidden Heartlands.
As you know, the Midlands in Ireland, people tend to pass through it on their way to the west for holidays, and it's just an opportunity to introduce what we have to offer here in the Midlands and in Mullingar to people from all over Ireland and all over the world. And that's our job really in Fáilte Ireland, to keep that message alive that the Midlands are a great place to take a long break, come here for a holiday. And I think the place has, Mullingar has put its best foot forward last year and this year. The place has never looked better, it's really great. And with the, being right in the middle of Ireland with the Lakelands, the Peatlands, tremendous walks and cycleways around, there are lots of opportunities for people to come here. So we want to keep that message going, to say that it's not just this year, not just last year, for the future we want to grow tourism within the Midlands as well. And we don't take the fact that people come here for granted, because we don't get a lot of them, and when they do come, we're really surprised and happy to see them, and it's something that we're not jaded by tourism. It's not a destination where you see tourists all year round, so when they do come, we're really grateful that they've come here, and we're really happy to see them, and we want them to come back again. And they get a very genuine, authentic welcome. It's not something, we don't have activities and attractions that are put on for tourists. Like, they're for everybody, and people get a real authentic sense of just people's pride in the place and what's on offer. So it's always a really warm welcome that people get here.
Competitions get underway on Thursday, but already the event is in full swing. Joe Kinnair is hoping everyone will enjoy the week.
We have our work done as volunteers, and we are certainly going to enjoy the FLA. And please God, there'll be a bit of sunshine outside, and that's all we can hope for. And anyone that comes to the FLA, hopefully they'll enjoy it and be safe. We will make it a FLA to remember for everybody.
That was lovely, wasn't it? We could do with a bit of a sunshine. That was Joe Kinnair, chairman of the FLA's organising committee, ending that report from our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.